You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the third and final hour. Eddie the Bombardier Miller has flown into the studio, serving as my co-captain here in the show tonight, as Keith Alexander is away on vacation this week. He'll be back with us for the next show. I'm your host, James Edwards, of course. And this is the Political Cesspool, going out to the AM/FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Of course, we're coming to you live tonight from our flagship station in Memphis, Tennessee, who's been playing us on those AM airwaves since 2004. In fact, while Eddie was driving over to this radio station in the first hour, he got here, you know, at the top of the second. He was listening to us on that AM dial, and still after all these years, the novelty has not worn off the fact that you can listen to the Political Cesspool on AM radio. It really separates us, and it's that legitimizing factor. I mean, that's why we've received publicity from over 250 newspapers and magazines over the years. The fact that I've made so many national television interviews, the fact that we continue to be a newsmaker in the press is because that we are, as much as they would hate to admit it. And certainly while our reach might not be as big as that of our enemy, we are in the club with them. We're on mainstream media just the same. AM/FM radio is still mainstream. And I'll give you another example of mainstream media. I don't know if we want to claim ourselves mainstream media when you watch what the mainstream media says and does, but I was just showing Eddie a picture, and this is going to be up. The picture will not be up on the website next week, but the story will be. I absolutely refuse to post the picture on my website. But the Huffington Post... You know, we're called extremist for the things we say, which I think are completely traditional, rational, Christian points of view. We're called extremist. Of course, the Huffington Post would be called establishment or mainstream. But they're attacking and mocking our work on the radio for years. They've done it. But it's reassuring to know that we share the company of Jesus Christ as far as they're concerned, because they're attacking and mocking him this week. As Kyle Rogers with the Council of Conservative Citizens was the first to point out, this week the Huffington Post ran a headline, quote, "Dog's butt looks like Jesus Christ," end quote. And they provided a close-up picture of a dog's anus that they said looked like Christ. Huffington Post then called on its readers to provide feedback on the article and whether or not they think the picture looks like Jesus Christ. At last count, there were several hundred comments, and almost all of them were diatribes mocking Christianity, because, of course, that's what the Huffington Post is all about, as is most all media these days, save Liberty News Radio and a few others. But now, do you think, Eddie, first of all, that the Huffington Post would ever mock Muhammad like that, or any other religious figure like that? But here's what the story reads, and then I'm going to toss it over to you. Jesus is always with us. He's on our toast. He's in our fish sticks. He hangs out on our tortillas and our receipts. So it's surprising that the holy visage is not only there, but in this dog's butt. Reddit user Feature Creature posted a rather unusual photo of a pug's anus that appears to show Jesus' face as well as his hands, legs, and long flowing robe. The writers at Jezebel, which posted the photo today, says this is the longest we've ever stared at a dog's anus. And so, you know, they write this as if it's just funny. It's kind of like the story. It's kind of like the story of CNN running that creep that wanted to marry his cat, and how they're warming up the public for that. They ran this as if it was funny. That was comedy. I mean, man, that's funny. Look at this. Look at this. You know, and they're mocking Christ, as they've been doing forever and as all mainstream media does now, mocking Christianity. Now, as I said, I absolutely refuse to repost the picture on my website, but you can find it by going to the Huffington Post and searching for the story. But sometimes people need to see such shocking images to remind us of how utterly complete our dispossession has become. And it's amazing that such vile hatred of Christianity can be considered humorous and newsworthy by by this so-called establishment publication, Huffington Post, while even the slightest display of politically incorrect opinion gets shouted down as bigotry. I mean, compare and contrast the reaction in the press that this story is getting versus the righteous stance that Chick-fil-A took last fall. You know, Chick-fil-A was raked over the coals for saying, you know what, we don't give to homosexual groups because we're Christians and we don't think that that's right. We take God's position on the issue. Well, they were just absolutely derided. But this story, oh man, it's funny. Look at this dog's, you know what. Doesn't that look like Jesus to you? I mean, that's what Jesus is as far as, you know, they're concerned. Eddie, you're taking notes. I know you're hot for this one. We only got a couple of minutes, and then we got to move on to this other story, but I wanted to work that in real quick. We're both Christians here. This is a Christian show. I'm sure this gets under your skin as much as it did mine.
Yes, it does, but I'm not surprised. I would like to open up with this statement from the Holy Bible. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. We've been talking about this on this show for years. This is a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle being fought in the political arena, in every other arena that you can fight. It shows that Satan, his minions are in charge. The people, the so-called liberals, the Marxists, and the majority of Hollywood, just about the majority of Washington D.C., they're all Marxists and devils and demons. They can't be denied. They hate anything that hates Christ is an antichrist. So that does not surprise me at all. Just to show the double standard. I mean, we were talking about. I'm not going to say what me and James call the thing, because we can't say over the air. But there's a real notorious thing with the National Endowment for the Arts some years ago. Some brilliant artist put a crucifix into a jar of urine, and I'm not going to say what he called it, but you can imagine what it was, And this thing was raved about. It's just abomination. Said it was just great art. Was paid for by our tax dollars, by Christians' tax dollars. It's just pathetic. If we would take a sterling silver cross with the Star of David and put it into a bucket, a slop jar with urine or feces in it and call it, Feces David. You know, that would, they would probably bring tanks down the street on the radio station. But I'd just like to emphasize that. I can't emphasize this enough. This is a Christian radio station. I don't care what other people, our detractors, say. I would like to try to win them over to Christ, but, you know, I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to become one of these, and neither is James or Keith. We're not going to become one of these empty-headed, spineless jellyfish that kowtow and try to prove that we're not racist, or prove we're not homophobes, prove that we don't hate other religions. Well, it just so happens, you know, people can be other religions. I don't like the other religions. So it's our brother in arms, Sam Bushman, would say. I defend their right not to like Christianity, but it really irks me because this nation here was started by Christians. And I'm going to tell you flat out, these people that like this kind of junk, this kind of garbage, they would never have the ability to exercise their First Amendment rights like that if it weren't for Christians, because it's primarily Christians that have defended your stinking First Amendment rights to say this not the stinking First Amendment, but defended your First Amendment right to say this stinking garbage that you've poured out over Christians. It looks like we're going to a break, James. I guess we're going to take up the First Amendment when we come back, hopefully.
We are going to take up the perfect setup you gave me. Stay tuned, everybody.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello and Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. The number again, 801-216-4816.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Now, I'm going to work something in now that I've been trying to do for the last hour and a half, and it actually ties in perfectly with what Sam Bushman and Eddie the Bombardier Miller were talking about for the last hour of last week's program. You know, we have signature issues here. Everybody knows what they are. But it's still very important that we be grounded in liberty, freedom, the Constitution. And people say, well, why is the Constitution still important? Well, we're going to talk about that. But first, let's talk about the First Amendment. And there's this guy, his name is Mark Dice, and I actually didn't know who he was before the story came to my attention, but Eddie did. Eddie says he's a big name, used to do an internet show. He's a conservative, libertarian type of guy, and so he's definitely on our side on some of those issues. But what he has done in this YouTube clip that we're about to play for you is, you're not going to be able to see these people signing the petition. Obviously, this is radio, not television. But he has drafted a phony petition. And he's asking people to sign it for the purpose of repealing the First Amendment of conservatives, people who disagree with Obama, Tea Party types. And in the video, which is actually on our website, or will be actually be on our website in a couple of days, it hasn't posted yet, you see all of these people just flocking to the petition and signing it, agreeing, saying, yes, we need to repeal and restrict the First Amendment rights of conservative people. Folks, it can and will happen here if people like us aren't in charge. Only people like us, Christian, paleo-conservative, nationalist types, believe in fair play and rule of law. And we would extend that rule of law to all people. We wouldn't selectively administer it as our enemies absolutely want to do. These people are stupid. They have no idea what the First Amendment is or why it's so important, but yet they sign it. And we're going to listen to the clip, and then we're going to let Eddie break it down.
Obviously, in these tough times, if you're disagreeing with President Obama, you're obviously a racist of some kind. So we're going to we're going to repeal their First Amendment. In these tough times, they don't really have that right, I don't think. This will repeal the First Amendment. so that those right-wingers can't say hateful things about Obama.
Yeah.
I'm tired of these people having the right to say what they want to say. You disagree, you don't have the right to disagree with Obama these days in these tough times.
Yeah.
So thank you for helping to support repealing the First Amendment.
No worries, man. It's
thanks, bro. We're doing what we can to take that amendment away. What we're trying to do is just repeal the First Amendment of the Tea Party. And anybody who criticizes Obama in this day and age is obviously just a racist. And so the Southern Poverty Law Center is approving the repealing of the First Amendment, and we're just going to call everybody a racist who disagrees with him. Thank you so much for repealing the First Amendment. This will repeal the First Amendment, and so that people can't say mean things about Obama. They're saying, these Tea Party people saying racist things, and I really appreciate your support. Thank you so much. This will help prevent the right-wingers from saying hateful things, repealing the First Amendment. You just repealed the First Amendment. Thank you. You're black. Will you help to stop the hate speech from those right-wing extremists that disagree with Obama? We're going to repeal their First Amendment.
Wow.
Just sign print here. I don't know where these Republicans think that they have the right to say what they want to say.
It's getting pretty bad.
In these tough times, you don't have the right to disagree with Obama in the way that they're doing it.
Yeah, we
so
need to come together.
We're going to repeal the First Amendment, and that'll stop that. Thank you, bro.
All right. Take it easy, man.
In today's day and age, the First Amendment is not really needed. It's kind of outdated. We're just going to put some polish on it and fix it. Thanks for your support.
Thank you.
How is this so easy? Oh my God. In today's day and age, we need a revision of, you know, the freedom of speech only has its limits.
Mm-hmm.
And
only goes so far.
In today's day and age, we need to get behind the president, and your criticism is just, it's not acceptable anymore.
Right. I hear you.
Thank you. This supports the Southern Poverty Law Center's bid to restrict the freedom of speech against the right-wing anti-Obama groups. So we just repealed their First Amendment rights, and we're trying to. Thank you so much. Just the signature here. It's going to just print your name here.
Okay,
why are you reading it?
You're supposed to read.
No, you could just. You could. Yeah, shoot, man. You're smart enough. You're too smart, bro. Thanks, bro. So we're going to help to restrict their freedom of speech. These right-wing extremists. Just a name. Print there. Birth date. This will repeal the freedom of speech for the right-wing extremists. Birth date. Just to repeal the First Amendment, and just a signature.
No,
oh, you don't.
No,
I'm sorry. I can't do this with a straight face.
I don't want to repeal the
okay.
First Amendment.
Oh, you don't.
I think it's disgusting the shit that they say, but yeah, but I can't repeal it.
I can't do this with a straight face. I'm sorry.
Really
I'm just doing my job.
Okay, that was the clip. That was the clip, ladies and gentlemen, in its entirety. And you had to get all the way to that last guy before you could find a single person that would not sign that petition. And folks, you know, that's coming here. I mean, that is, that was Russia before it became a beacon in the darkness again. I mean, wow. And these are, for lack of a better word, these are Americans. These are our contemporaries. These are our co-citizens signing this petition to repeal the First Amendment rights for anyone who disagrees with Obama. And, of course, this was a phony petition, but they didn't know that. This guy was a libertarian, a conservative activist that was making a point by making this video, but those people didn't know that this was fake. They thought it was the real deal, and they were all too eager to sign. And, you know, it's a perfect reflection, Eddie, of the media and our government's contempt for people, right-thinking people like us.
Yes, as a matter of fact. You gave me a perfect segue. I think I mentioned this earlier in the show. You know, Obama, once again, has been busted red-handed like he was with Fast and Furious. He'd been busted being in bed with the NSA, recording every conversation of all Americans. There's a fellow by the name of Edward Snowden who's he's running for his life right now. As Ron Paul said, that the government will probably send the drone and kill him. That stirred up a hornet's nest, buddy. But this goes along with they want to monitor every human being in the United States and see what they say. They want to penalize them. They use this knowledge to persecute, to penalize, to kill dissidents, the people that they're enemies. And listen, Democrats and Republicans both do it. When the Republicans are in office, they do it. When the Democrats are in office, they do it. Also, you know, there was I can't remember the guy's name. Of course, I mean, what a shock. He was a Jew. He was heavy in AIPAC. He's a political advisor to Obama. He's not the only one in Obama's administration said that we're going to get rid of the First Amendment. We're going to get rid of it. We're going to start arresting people that try to exercise their First Amendment rights. We're going to put them in prison. We're going to disappear them. That's what they're saying, and that's where they're leading. And listen, here's the beauty of a democracy, folks, which a democracy is really mob rule. Well, we're going to take this back up when we come back off the break, people, but this is very, very important.
Stay tuned, folks.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cofcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. James Edwards and Eddie the Bombardier Miller here. Eddie's filling in for the vacationing Keith Alexander tonight. Well, we were playing that clip in the last segment from the people who were signing this phony petition. They didn't know it was phony, restricting the First Amendment rights for anyone who disagreed with Obama. Agreeing, of course, that if they disagreed with Obama, that they must, in fact, be racist or worse. And, you know, this ties in wonderfully, I think, with Eddie and Sam's brilliant third hour last week on the show. You know, I think sometimes people dismiss the study of the Constitution and our rule of law and why they're so important as kind of fundamental elements of political activism that's, you know, like elementary compared to some of the more advanced stuff that we may talk about from time to time. But, you know, listen, it is important that we have people who not only you know, take to heart some of the more provocative things that we might say on the show, but you have got to be rooted in a strong constitutional upbringing for freedom and liberty for all if you're going to be effective. And I think that what this clip showed, what Mark Dice did there, all of these people just readily and eagerly signing a petition to take away the freedom of speech from their fellow citizens with whom they disagree, something, of course, we would never do, and never have we advocated such a thing. And they do it all the time. It really brings into sharp focus why, just another reason why Sam and Eddie's discussion last week was so important.
You know, that YouTube video by Mr. Dice, it perfectly illustrated why a democracy has never worked. A pure democracy always crumbles on its own weight. One of the fellows said, I believe it was Plato who said, or it could have been Aristotle, but it was one of those dead Greek guys, said that a democracy would work until the general population figured out that they could vote themselves largesse from the treasury, from the community treasury. In this country here, a lot of people are going to be shocked probably to find out that in the beginning, after the Revolutionary War, the first War of Independence was won, that the people, if you could to vote, you, in order to be able to vote, you had to be a landowner, you had to be a property owner. That was a good thing. That sounds bad. I mean, no, I'm not a big property owner, but it kept the riffraff out. It kept the uneducated, unwashed masses out, so to speak. And this is not going to set well with a lot of people, but we've said this on this show a lot. It just shows where the statement of these colored folks signing this petition to ban the First Amendment. It illustrates why you can't have a first world society in a predominantly third world nation unless you have a strong government based on rule of law like we used to have here in this country based on the Constitution. The Constitution, prefaced by the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights, I really like the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence spells it all out from top to bottom. It tells why we were separated from England. It listed the train of just unending abuses that England was perpetrating against the colonists here. If you go back and you study that, what they say in the Declaration of Independence, all the abuses being heaped on us, the same thing is being repeated right now in this country. Abuses being heaped on us, and James just illustrated the anti-Christian bias in this country, the anti-white bias. In a country with the rule of law, with the Constitution, you have exactly that. You have rule of law. You don't have rule of man. And that's what these people that are in power right now hate. They don't like rule of law. And I go back to the Bible again. I'll just repeat that thing. I said, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. I mean, high places being your politicians, your heads of these giant mega corporate transnational corporations, who most of them, very, very, very few of them are Christians, if any. If the vast majority of them are Luciferian, they don't worship the same God we worship. They hate Christ. They've illustrated it every day. Just just the YouTube video that James talked about. You see it in the political arena. You see it in the White House. They hate Christ. They hate anything in the light. They hate the darkness. That's what the Old Testament is talking about. But I tried to teach my grandson that at a young age, that in a country with a constitution like we have, and we probably had, we had the first nation in the world, the very first country in the world that was founded the providence of God Almighty. The United States was founded by God Almighty. It was divine intervention. The people coming off the boats, before the pilgrims even got off the Mayflower, they drew up the Mayflower Compact. And I can't quote it, but I'll pretty much paraphrase it. It said that before they even got off the boat, and can you imagine riding across the Atlantic Ocean on those boats? You were really wanting to get off. But they drew up their pact that said pretty much that we came over here, the purpose for our trip over here across this ocean to an unknown, cruel world was for the greater glory of God, to advance the gospel of the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to take the gospel of the Lord and Jesus, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to any heathen savage they might find over here. I guess that'd be hate speech nowadays. You would try to introduce Christ to these people, but they came over here. This was a Christian nation at one time. It really was. It's not now, but under our Christians that came over here, the government they drew up, and a lot of people slam the Constitution. I've had people in church tell me I have no business teaching the Constitution course that's coming up in church that I'm going to teach. But the Constitution is nothing, if anything, taken from the Holy Bible. In the Declaration of Independence, it talks about that. It talks about that all men are created equal. And I would like to say they were created equal under in the eyes of God. We all know that men aren't equal. I'm not 7'3". I can't slam dunk a basketball. I can't run a 100-yard dash in 4.3. I can't play defensive tackle for the Washington Redskins. But we were all created under God, equal in the eyes of God, and we were equal in the rules of law. That's what the Declaration of Independence said. That's what the Constitution said. And that's why in a true constitutional republic, that's why the President of the United States, the senator, the House Whip, all the way down to the lowliest garbage man, they have equal protection under the law, and they also can be prosecuted equally under the law. A president of the United States doing what he's done here lately, running fast and furious, smuggling drugs across the border, dealing in prostitution. We talked about earlier about James talked about these people. We got into a pedophilia. He said, if we get this, people get able to marry cats, if they make it a law, make it legal, a person can marry a cat or a dog. You get into this bestiality. That's already going on, folks. He said pedophilia will be next. Well, pedophilia is already going on big time. It's been the Bohemian Grove. We had a fellow on this show here by the name of Senator John DeKalb. He's been on this program several times. He goes into detail about that, Senator John DeKalb. He has an excellent book. I can highly recommend it. It's called The Franklin Cover Up. He talks about that, how with all the money coming from the drug trade coming out of South America, Afghanistan, bringing the drugs in through South America into the United States, and dumping them in MENA, Arkansas, and Los Angeles to the Blood and the Crips. They talk about that. Under rule of law, the Constitution, these people, no matter who they are, they would be prosecuted. They would be prosecuted equally. And that's why that the government, that's why they're so desperate to get rid of this Constitution. They can, as long as we have a strong constitutional government under the rule of law of the United States, they can't merge us into a one world government, a globalist government. But that's what's happening right now before your eyes. There's constitutions and the rule of law is being attacked on all fronts. It's being attacked not only by the government, it's being attacked, sadly, by a lot of the churches that we once considered strongholds of of law and of Christianity. We see so many churches. It breaks my heart. You look at the Catholic Church, and I went to a Catholic church for 20 years, hoping I'm not chasing too many rabbits. But I went to the Catholic Church for 20 years. I don't know if James knows that, until 1986, and I got out of it. In fact, matter of fact, my wife likes to say that the church left her. She didn't leave the church. I see where the Pope, and we all had high hopes for the Pope, him, I think being a Jesuit coming out of South America, he was supposed to be going to go in there and straighten out all this homosexualism and the rampant in the church. Well, he just got through saying, what, about a week ago, I believe it was, James, he said that you do not have to be a Christian to get salvation. You don't even have to believe in God, he said. That's not Christianity. And, you know, people can, I hope you don't take this wrong, but if you consider yourself a Christian and you consider yourself a constitutionalist, rule of law, and you're still in the Catholic Church, I would advise you to think long and hard. I would advise you to go to your priest. Looks like we're getting ready to go to a break, folks, and we'll come back to this when we come back from the break.
We'll either come back to this or Peter Scoop Stanton, who's going to be calling in. But hey, one of the two is going. We're going to get a great segment, Eddie. Great segment. We'll be back, folks.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You got to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rainfly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip 2 Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. This has been a good show tonight. A great show. We've covered a lot of news. I like shows. Well, I like every show. I definitely like shows where we cover a lot of items, where it's vast and varied, and you get a good variety. And we're going to round out the show tonight in the exact same fashion. Peter Scoop Stanton is calling in for his nightly deposit, and he's got a couple of stories that were made for the political cesspool. Scoop, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing outstanding. I'm sitting in the lobby of one of the Sheraton hotels in beautiful downtown Baltimore. I picked the worst possible weekend to stay in beautiful downtown Baltimore as the Boston Red Sox was playing the Baltimore Orioles, and it's Gay Pride Week, or Gay Pride Day. And I saw two gentlemen walking along Charles Street, and one looked like the biker from the Village People. The other one was wearing a bustier. You don't know what a bustier is? It's something Madonna wore in the early 80s. Now, that being said, let's get down to business.
Stay safe, Scoop. Stay safe.
Okay, go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. Go ahead.
Okay, headlines from the New York Post. The creators of the Children's Television Workshop, who's responsible for the production on Sesame Street, decided to put out some information concerning what to do when you have a parent in jail. With this program or handout or video, I'm not too sure what it is that if you have mom or dad who are locked up in the local county, city, jail, or the penitentiary, how to explain to the little boy or girl that, you know, Mother's Day or Father's Day is going to be at another location, and you have to get go through a metal detector. Now, instead of having something for troops, troops lost a battle, troops coming back missing a couple of limbs, the people of Sesame Street decided to have a story that says, Daddy's on Rikers Island. Now, I'm Detroit on my Fox 2.
Hang on. Before you get to Detroit, Scoop, before you get to Detroit, we got to talk about Sesame Street real quick. It's brought to you by the letter P, which is for prison. And you brought this story to my attention. This episode is being called Little Children, Big Challenges, Incarceration. And the program is distributing toolkits to schools, community centers, and even jails starting this week to help kids ages 3 to 8 deal with when their mommy or daddy lands behind bars. And it gives tips to the kids. For instance, before you visit your incarcerated loved one, let your child know some of the things that they can expect to happen. For instance, they won't be able to sit in the same room with mommy, but they can see her through a window and read a story together. And so, you know, my thought on this was, I mean, first of all, how widespread is this? I mean, obviously, this is an exception and not the rule. And if Sesame Street, you know, what about the majority of children who actually have decent parents that don't break the laws and don't go to prison? I mean, why subject those kids to something so disturbing as this? And if the purpose of Sesame Street is to show kids or to prepare kids for disturbing situations, and they want to cover all aspects of society, if they're so hell-bent on offering stories that reflect modern society, then after this episode, I'd expect for their next episode to be titled When Mommy is Raped by Diversity or something like that. You know, if that's what they're going for. Mommy encounters multiculturalism.
Company in South Africa, for Sesame Street South Africa, they had a character with AIDS on it.
Well, exactly. Well, yeah, South Africa's. Do a story on South Africa. Well, I don't expect to see that on Sesame Street. But let's go to Detroit real quick, because as we say, Scoop, you can have a first world nation or you can have diversity, but you can't have both. Let's talk about this neighborhood in Detroit. They're scared to go to church. They won't even go to church because when they leave for church, burglars go in their house and rob them while they're. This was from, I think, a Fox News station in Detroit.
Yep. From Fox 2 Detroit. It's the home of Charlie LaDuff. And what's really disturbing is that this is in broad daylight on a Sunday. Who's out on a Sunday morning? Church people, and I guess in Detroit it's criminals. But this is all blamed to racism, since white people don't live in Detroit, they don't protect the streets of Detroit, they don't run Detroit, but it's white people, and they don't bring in the homes, but it's all the white man's fault.
Well, yeah, absolutely right. So they don't go to church because they know they're going to get robbed. And then there was that other story out of Detroit. You know, because if there's one thing Detroit doesn't have enough of, it's crime. And so they thought that the police officers there, or the people who call the shots at the Detroit Police Department, said, you know, what we need to do is simulate a purse snatching. And we're going to have one of our officers go and play the role of a criminal and do a purse snatching to see how regular citizens react to it. And so they had the officer do this, and at a gas station, lo and behold, an undercover FBI agent was sitting at the pump next to him, fully armed. Tell them about that story, Scoop.
Wow, that's great. The Detroit PD and the local NBC affiliate up in Detroit wanted to have a staged purse snatching where people NBC wanted to get the reaction to see how people would react. They told absolutely nobody, and so it went down, and FBI agents put gas in a car. I don't know if it's his own or a G-Man car, and he saw it. He drew his weapon, and other Detroit cops had to tell the FBI agents, like, listen, this is staged. He's an officer. You know, everything's good, and it almost went bad. And Detroit PD, they're trying to cover it up and say, oh, the guy just, you know, reached for his weapon. Well, eyewitnesses said no. The special agent reached for drew his weapon and was about to fire. And I believe Charlie Duff, reporter on the story, said that gas station robberies are a dime a dozen up in Detroit. It's one of the most dangerous places in the city.
Well, and he said, you know, more and more people in Detroit, the law-abiding citizens, the few that are beginning to get concealed carry permits. And, you know, this is just asking for trouble to do something like this in Detroit, because you have people who are going to try to protect themselves with the right to bear arms. And, you know, and why wouldn't they? Because in Detroit, you know, Charlie LaDuff, and Charlie LaDuff is an incredible reporter up there in Detroit, folks, for the Fox affiliate there. I'm a big fan of his. And, you know, they were saying earlier last year in Detroit that, you know, when you call the Detroit Police Department and tell them that you're being robbed, there'd be a burglar, an armed burglar, an armed robber in your house. And they say the police just don't come. It takes hours for them to get a response, or they don't come at all. And so, you know, why, with that going on, would you want to simulate a robbery? It seems like there's more than enough that you can't get to as is. And then also in Detroit, you know, we were talking, this was another story that you sent me the last week, Scoop, a little park in the neighborhood there, and you can't, the kids can't go play in the park because every night it gets littered with syringes and needles and prostitutes and used condoms. And, you know, the kids go and play the next day, and it's just completely littered with all of that debris. I mean, but see, this is, you know, you can't have a first world nation with a third world population. I mean, I guarantee you don't see that in Germantown or Collierville here in Memphis, you know, the uppity white flight area. I guarantee you they might have a lot of problems, white guilt being first and foremost, but they don't have syringes and used condoms from prostitutes and drug needles and so on and so forth in their city parks. But you've got that in Detroit.
And it's only Charlie Duff that's bringing up the problem. And I've been watching Charlie Duff for over a year now. Paul Kersey from SB, Stuff People Black Don't Like, or Stuff, well, his website.
Yeah. Right.
At first, Charlie Duff, you know, is trying to just push him away and, you know, try to tell the liberal lie. But over time, I've noticed he's gotten more and more right of center. He even says he's a conservative with a small C. I think over time he's going to, you know, he'll be a co-host on the political cesspool. he sees it day in, day out. And he wrote a book called Detroit, an Autopsy.
That's exactly
and,
right.
In two reports, he even mentioned that, you know, there's hope that white people move back to Detroit.
Well, I'm sure they would. I mean, you know, they're leaving their ancestral homelands to come to first world nations because of the standard of living here is better. But, you know, what happens if the scales tip? Well, we're going to look just like Haiti, you know, or South Africa, modern day South Africa. Well, that's the thing. I mean,
right. But he mentioned that the city government is hoping that things turn around, that the middle class, upper middle class, whites with disposable income move back into the Motor City.
Right, Paul Kersey.
Clean up
Paul Kersey's doing great work.
Hundreds of years.
Paul Kersey's doing great work. Hey, Scoop, I know you're off work tonight. You're on vacation, so I appreciate you taking the time to call in, give us the scoop from Sesame Street and Detroit, respectively. But we're flat out of time, my brother. We love you. On behalf of Eddie the Bombardier Miller, Keith Alexander, Winston Smith, Liberty News Radio, I'm James Edwards, and we'll talk to you next week, folks. God bless y'all.
To make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.